producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Now I want to continue on this idea of posse comitatus a little bit longer. We're going to play a report from Joe Biggs talking about how Fox News spun our reporting of this in the next segment. But in this segment, I want to continue on with this posse comitatus because it is all connected. The whole idea that you're going to have, that we're endangered by a standing army. Understand that when Madison and the other founders of this country created the Constitution, they did not envision a permanent standing army. What they envisioned was an officer corps of the army and a permanent navy. Of course, they didn't have an Air Force at that time. The Air Force could also be permanent. But they did not envision a permanent standing military. They knew that historically that had always been used to oppress the people. They explicitly talked about the Roman Empire. So the Roman Empire, you don't need to have an army unless you're going to project power like an empire, unless you're going to invade other countries. If you're going to defend invaders, if you're going to be like Switzerland, for example, what you're best served by is an armed citizenry. Switzerland was the only country that was not invaded. Why? Because they followed the model that the American founders set up. We did not follow that model. We don't follow that model anymore. But we used to. We used to have a militia that would respond to invasion and defend their land. But they're not going to get the Swiss people to go abroad and take over other countries. And that's why they create an army. And, of course, if you go back to World War II, my family is watching a series that we'd never seen when it first came out, Band of Brothers. I know most people have seen it by now. We didn't. We don't watch that much television. So we're going through and looking at World War II, and, you know, the people there, they were adamant that they wanted to sign up. They saw their country as having been attacked. They wanted to defend it. That was the mindset of the people. And so you had a massive citizen army under a corps of officers that were there that were permanent. They realized with Vietnam that they could not rely on a draft or the citizens to fulfill their vision of empire. And so they went to a professional army. Now, the problem is that with a professional army, you have people who are going to be far more susceptible to political considerations, who are going to be looking at their career. And they're not going to be coming at it from the standpoint of just merely protecting their country. Now, we could look at this and we could say, well, you know, this whole idea of not having massive police forces, just having a very, very tiny police force that calls upon the community if there's something major that they need assistance for, as we saw in America, in the West, the posse. To say that we could go with that, or to say that we could go with a militia that would be called up under an officer corps, people will say, well, that's an anachronism. We can't really have that anymore because that's just, we don't... We have, it's a different world. It's a modern world. Nobody said to the founders at the time they were talking about the dangers of a standing army, nobody said to them, well, you know, yeah, that happened with the Roman people. But, you know, today we've got muskets. You know, this is much more dangerous than it was at the time of the Roman Empire. Look, the technology changes, but human nature does not change. That's why their understanding of human nature, their understanding of history, their understanding of how people behave when they get power, that was why they set up a system of checks and balances. And one of those checks and balances was not to have a permanent standing army. And we're seeing those kinds of abuses as we look at these exercises that are being done within America to take away civilians. You got to ask yourself, when they want to move around, when their stated purpose is to move around in American cities with Operation Jade Helm, or Jade Helm exercise, I guess they call it, when their stated objective is to move around in America and not be detected by Americans, do you see a problem with that? I see a big problem with that. I don't think that's a legitimate thing for our government to be doing. And as we're looking at this film footage from Fort Lauderdale, where they did their unannounced exercise last night, we see people being herded up into white vans and driven off. Is that what we want in our country? I don't want that in our country. We need to understand that when the technology changes, it only makes people, it only exacerbates the evil human nature, the evil aspects of power. We need to understand that with DARPA's powerful technology, they are concentrating power into the hands of a few people. That's what's so dangerous about these special forces operations. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Joe Biggs' report.
Introducing aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. And today we've been talking about this drill in Fort Lauderdale. Of course, the last week we've been talking about Operation Jade Helm or the Jade Helm exercise. The unclassified document that went viral when we reported on it. Talking about a massive military exercise over a couple of months. It's going to be taking place in the Southwest, with Texas and Utah being marked as hostile, marked as red, and, of course, the friendly states are marked in blue. Isn't that interesting? Places like, you know, California and Colorado, states that are in the Democrat column. And, of course, we have seen over the last several years a lot of military drills inside urban cities, and that's something we should all be very concerned about. Typically, they're not announced, just as this one that we were showing in the last hour in Fort Lauderdale was not announced. And if you haven't seen this, go back and take a look at the video. The news article is on InfoWars.com. Video shows troops training to intern citizens in Fort Lauderdale. A very disturbing video to me, because I've seen them training for this on multiple occasions. I've seen the scenarios. I understand what this is. This is a psyop against the American people, but they're also training for martial law in the United States. You know, we have to be concerned, especially when we see special forces practicing flying into an area, grabbing some people, and flying out in 15 minutes, or when they've got civilians being marched around as role players inside a city and then being loaded up into buses. How many times are they going to do that, and people get used to seeing that, and then when they do it for real, they don't realize it's for real, because we have the NDAA. They can detain people indefinitely, the military can, without due process. And, of course, transport them somewhere else where they can be tortured. We all know that that happens with our government. And so we should be very concerned about this. And when I was looking at the comments on the Daily Mail, which did a balanced report of this, these are some of the comments. One of the persons said, the U.S. military wants to know if American soldiers can remain undetected while operating among other Americans. What's wrong with this explanation? Yeah, there is something very wrong with that when the American government is operating on it. We have special forces who are operating in unconventional warfare, which they admit is a psychological operation. As we broke this, Joe Biggs got an email from a friend of his that he had fought with in Afghanistan or Iraq that said, shut up, you're going to ruin the PSYOP. It is a PSYOP. That's what unconventional warfare is. They're trying to train, equip, and advise locals who are going to be with them on regime change. That's what's wrong with this whole thing. A lot of people say, well, you know, we need the military and we need to have protection of our borders because we've got these dangerous drug cartels and, you know, 100,000 people have been killed in Mexico over the drug wars that we helped to create with our drug prohibition issues. But, of course, these dangerous drug cartels could come in and start doing that in the United States, so we need to have the military trained for that. That is not what they're training for. When they go in, as you can see in this video, they are training for extraction of people. They're training to get people on the red list, people on the blue list. You should be very concerned about the fact, and as I was mentioning the standing army, they understand that if they've got a large army, there are going to be people who are not happy with what they're doing, people whose loyalty doesn't lie to the institution but lies to their country, people whose loyalty is to their homeland, not to the government necessarily. And when the government comes after people in their homeland unjustified, they will stand back. They won't do that. That's why it's dangerous. I don't want to see people conscripted into the army. But I'm saying is that that's one of the reasons why they go to a permanent professional army, is so they get people that they can put a different level, a different kind of pressure on. And, of course, that army continues to shrink down. Donald Rumsfeld wanted a smaller army. When they went to Afghanistan and Iraq, they wanted to use special forces with high-tech weapons. It wasn't very effective. They eventually did the troop surge, but that's the goal. And let me tell you, if you look at these nightmare weapons that DARPA is creating, many of which you don't know about, some of them they let us know about, but they're far beyond that. There's a lot of secret stuff that they have that you don't know anything about. When you combine that with special forces, it is truly, truly an awesome military and something that is totally out of our control. This is a black ops military that's being created. These are the boots on the ground for the CIA and the NSA, for the secret surveillance state, where we can't know anything that they're doing. That's the way these people operate. We should be very afraid of a government like that. Let's play this clip from, it was about 2 years ago, I think, when 2013 we did this report. Let's play this where they're talking in L.A. about why they trained in urban areas.
Special Military Operation Forces, in conjunction with the LAPD, conducting some military maneuvers that had many people wondering what is going on.
When a Black Hawk helicopter and four OH-6s, or Little Birds, flew over the city. Duran says the military picks environments based on what they might be facing in the near future.
If it's a mountainous terrain, then they go to the mountains. If it's a desert terrain, they use the desert.
Also, what we saw here tonight in downtown Los Angeles has been seen in Miami and in Boston's.
Yeah, that's
now,
right.
You notice what he said.
Let's hold it right there. You heard what the guy from the military said. We're going to train to fight, and we're going to train to fight in the mountains if we're going to be fighting in the mountains. Or in the desert, we're going to train in the desert. So they're fighting not just an urban environment. They're fighting in an American urban environment. That's a very important distinction to understand there. And when they push back on this, well, they originally came back and said their denials were, well, I don't really know what InfoWars is talking about. They wouldn't talk about us by name, because they didn't want people to go to our site to see the evidence that we had. They don't want people to come to our site to see that these scenarios have been developing over many years, to see the multiple clips, the multiple links to their own documents that show what they're training for. So they don't mention our name, just like Fox News doesn't mention our name. But it's out there. They understand they're losing the information war because Drudge will link to these types of things. And one of the things that they were talking about a year ago, remember there was that meeting that they had in the Pentagon? They said, why are we losing the information war? Here's what one lady got up and said there.
I don't think the American people actually trust us to deliver accurate information. How are we, what's the plan to change that in the way ahead? Because to continue the way we have, to continue to put that positive spin, it feels like we're losing a lot of our audience because they're not listening. Because we keep saying the same thing over, everything is okay.
This is at the military at the Pentagon.
Or the sexual assault issues that we've been experiencing in the Air Force. So how do we change that culture from that PAO up? Because a lot of times, speaking from my perspective, and I can only speak from my perspective and a junior enlisted perspective, the younger generations get it. that we have to start being honest and forthright. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to convey those ideas and convince the chain of command to necessarily follow those or to be ready to put that first foot forward before someone else leaks our story.
You can see the Pentagon guy just getting a really bad case of heartburn. Keep playing this.
As it is, a lot of people, from what I can see, are going through with it. We're putting out mindless propaganda is what some of us feel that we're putting out and that what the American people feel that we're putting out. So how do we change this?
Thank you for a very good question, and thank you for your recent service.
That's a good question. Of course, he spends it from this point. You can see this guy just getting a bad case of heartburn. Go ahead and cut that down. And, of course, they do spin it. And as I mentioned, they spun it by saying, well, that side is blocked. Of course, they're the ones who blocked it. But, of course, people could still go to Scribd, and they could still see the Jade Helm exercise document that we were talking about there. But he didn't want to, he wanted to pretend that it didn't exist, pretend that he had absolutely no knowledge of it. That's the kind of unbelievable, mindless propaganda that we continue to see coming out of all levels of the government, but especially the military, when it comes to these types of exercises. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to play Joe Biggs taking apart the way that Fox News propagandizes the public in this psychological operation. We'll be right back.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We've been talking about the drill that happened in Fort Lauderdale. Yet another drill extracting people, just as we see, as I said before, it's really kind of a acting out of the NDAA, indefinite detention by the military, and being renditioned out of an area. And, of course, that's part of what's going on with this Jade Helm exercise. They're going to fly in, extract people, and leave. About 15 minutes, they said, in Brazos County. I don't know what they're going to do in other areas. But, of course, when that was exposed, people didn't know this was happening, going to happen in Fort Lauderdale. Nevertheless, citizen journalists got that. And as we pointed out in the last hour, it's very important that we maintain our rights to film our government when they're acting in official capacity, especially when they're operating in areas that are questionable as to whether or not we want them doing that, or we have the police involved in breaking the law or involved in police brutality. But, of course, in Montana, they want to have you get a permit to film the police. That's a new bill that they put there. And even if you get permission from them to film them, they still will maintain that they have editorial control over anything that you film before you can post it. That is absolutely outrageous. And, of course, we've got a video that shows not only that they're doing that in Fort Lauderdale, but we also got an article that says that the police have a new policy in Topeka, Kansas, that everyone's going to be treated as a criminal. When the police encounter you, you're going to have to put your hands up, kind of taking the hands up, don't shoot, to a literal extension there. So we see that happening. As I pointed out, we need to question how we want to set our government up. This government, I believe, is totally out of control. The police, and hopefully this won't happen, but the potential, when we see with these scenarios and this training, the potential for the military to become predators is also there. We see that that is the training scenario that they have, going against political opponents, using the military in that way. And we know that historically has always happened. So they're pushing back on this. They're saying, well, we can't see the documents, and of course, this wouldn't be against posse comitatus because we're merely training, so forth and so on. Also saying that we are predicting that this is going to be martial law. That is not what we were saying whatsoever. Joe Biggs had a report analyzing the way Fox News was spinning the information and lying about what was being said. Go ahead.
I'm Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, U.S. Army retired veteran of both Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, I'm here today to dismantle the lies, propaganda, and just blatant BS put out by the mainstream media, the Pentagon. All these different sources are just clearly lying about this Operation Jade Helm 1-5. Now, first off, I want to talk about the Army Times. Now, in the Army Times, it says that Joe Biggs is cited as a veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq and said that exercises would prepare troops to throw citizens in FEMA camps. I'm cited as a U.S. Army veteran. Hello, you guys have written about me before. You can actually go Google my name with Army Times and pull up an article that you yourself did. Hello, you might want to go fact check yourself before you wreck yourself. You guys are supposed to have our backs. I'm a veteran. I actually have a Purple Heart. Do you know what that is? You obviously don't know what a veteran is. This is a Purple Heart. So now we're going to talk about the BizPak review article that says that we call this basically a secret document that proved to be bogus, but it hasn't slowed down the storm of conspiracies. Well, if you go back to March 23rd of last week, there's a video where I bring this Jade Helm 15 document to Alex. We sit down here at the news desk, and we discuss what's going on. And in the video, you can clearly see that it says unclassified. Not once have we said secret document in any video. It's not secret. It's been hiding in plain sight for anyone to find, except most people don't know what to look for. And if they did see something like that, they wouldn't know what they were looking at.
We get sent by one of our sources, I'll leave it at that, that, hey, this is hidden behind a firewall, but it's unclassified. They're supposed to be releasing this. A little bird just put it on Scripps, the big document site. So that's a trick. When something's supposed to be declassified, they'll still hide it. So now for 4 or 5 days, they've had the different publications, Stars and Stripes, Military.com, and others going, we don't know if the document's real, but these conspiracy theorists, claim that we want to take over Texas and Utah this summer and martial law. We're not going to have martial law this summer.
You notice how they don't deny the operation, though, whatsoever? They just keep trying to, move the attention away from the fact that that's going on and just keep throwing out the conspiracy term and keep attacking us so it takes people's attention off of the fact that there is a mission going to happen, just like it says in the documents. They're not denying it.
And then you got contacted by one of your friends that you served with,
yeah,
saying, shut up, it's a psyop, get you none of your business.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why it's getting this kind of coverage, because there is underlying hidden messages in this document. The Pentagon keeps attacking us, coming after us, claiming that we said this is secret. So now we're going to take a look at Fox News. And in their article, it says Pentagon and local law enforcement are trying to knock down the rumors and let everyone know that the feds have no plan to take over Texas. Well, last night on the Kelly file, Megyn Kelly was talking to a reporter out of L.A., Chase Gallagher.
While the military says it's just training soldiers for the realities of war, critics say the Army is preparing for modern-day martial law. Trace Gallagher live in our West Coast newsroom with the story. Trace?
And they joke back and forth and banter. They would not once mention the fact that Alex Jones or myself or InfoWars broke this story, brought to the attention of the American people. All they did was just call us some conspiracy group out of Austin, Texas, or something like that. This is out of control. They are blatantly lying, saying that we said it was a secret document when we never said that whatsoever.
Well, that hostile characterization didn't sit well with a far-right radio host in Austin who told his listeners that he had access to the secret document that details a federal takeover in Texas. A libertarian website also picked up on the plan, and before you know it, rallies were being held against the event. But apparently the so-called secret document was published weeks ago in several local newspapers, letting the public know the training was in the works. Still, the Pentagon and local law enforcement are trying to knock down the rumors, trying to let everyone know that the feds have no plans to grab the Lone Star State. Apparently this kind of stuff just doesn't play very well in Texas.
Now, they refuse to link to our videos. Last night, Alex Jones actually did a video which outlines with proof what is happening, the plan to condition the American public into accepting this military presence on the streets. Now we're going to look at an article from the Dallas Morning News that says the U.S. Army Special Operations Command has an upcoming training exercise so covert. There was a press release about it 2 days ago. Well, first of all, this goes back to the whole thing saying that we said it was secret. We never said it was secret. We showed you the document where it says unclassified. This is where it actually gets interesting. Now it says, despite assurances that the training is to prepare troops for overseas missions, Army documents.
Okay, we got a break coming up. You can see that full report on InfoWars.com. And of course, as Joe is pointing out, one of the ways that you spin this is by creating a straw man, as they did on Fox News, saying that we're saying that this is some secret document that we found. We never said that. So it's very easy for them to say that this unclassified document is secret. Is not secret, rather. So you create a straw man, and then you take it apart. We're going to come back right after the break. We're going to take some of your calls. We've got some more information about civil asset forfeiture. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. That's the Sunday number. Call us if you want to comment on this or any of the other stories that we've talked about earlier today. We're going to take your calls after the break.
you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and Sling Bows on the market at slingbow.com. Sling Bow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Sling Bow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Little Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be going to phone calls in just a moment. We're going to go to John in Florida. If you want to call in and talk to us about this Fort Lauderdale drill that has just surfaced on the InfoWars site, you can see exactly the type of drill that apparently they're going to be using in the Jade Helm exercise. If you want to comment on that, or Jade Helm, or if you want to talk about the pending United States of Europe. We also talked about that in the first hour. So we see them consolidating and admitting that these trade groups that they had, as far as the EU, as far as the North American Free Trade Association, all these things were sovereignty-based. And now the mask is coming off of that as they are starting to consolidate those levels into yet another consolidation globally with the transatlantic and the transpacific partnerships that they're telling us, again, are simply economic, simply trade. But we know that it's going to be followed by a sovereignty aspect of it. That's what's behind the stand down at the border. You want to know what's going on with that? They don't consider there to be a border. Petraeus said, what comes after America? Well, that's North America. And, of course, as I mentioned in the first hour, the Council on Foreign Relations, 10 years ago, Ted Cruz's wife was working with them to say, we're going to have a common border around the three countries of the NAFTA organization. We're not going to have individual countries. So they knew that this was about sovereignty all along. They said anybody that said it was about sovereignty, however, they were paranoid. They were conspiracy theorists. No, we're being shown yet again that's exactly what's behind this. And we know what's behind these drills that are going on as well, because we've looked at the scenarios for that. We know what they're training for. They're doing exactly what their training scenarios were saying that they were going to do. I'm going to go to these calls, but before I do, I just want to let you know that we have a new formulation, Winter Sun. It's a vitamin D3, and of course, they talk about it being winter sun, but, you know, in America, even when it's summer, most of us don't get out into the sunshine very much, so we're not getting too much vitamin D. That's why you need to supplement it. This is a ultra-nutraceutical quality vitamin D3. It's not D2, which is synthetic and harmful. No, this is D3, 2,000 IU per single dose of 10 drops, and it is a very good form of D3. It's a bioavailable form from the nutrient-dense lichen plant. It's not synthetic. I'll stress that again. And, of course, we also have 30% off of DNA Force. For the first time, it's under $100, and you save about $40 a bottle on that. That helps your mitochondrial health, which, if you look at that, that's one of the biggest predictors of life expectancy. It helps your mitochondrial cells fight the kind of toxins that you're exposed to. It helps to helps them to fight off the damage, to control the damage. As I mentioned before, the telomeres are kind of like the little end caps on your DNA strands, kind of like the little cap on the end of your shoestring. And as those things get shorter, your DNA starts to come unraveled just like your shoestring does. So there's been a lot of scientific studies showing that certain things like resveratrol and BioPQQ are helpful for those telomeres to maintain their place to keep your DNA healthy. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to John in Florida. John?
Hey, David. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
Great. Just wanted to comment on, you know, it's very troubling, of course, to see what's going on in Fort Lauderdale. I live outside of Jacksonville, and, you know, there's this heavy military presence constantly, and, you know, you see choppers flying all over downtown, and nobody even bats an eye. It's just something that everyone's gotten used to in some of these communities. So for people that are listening that are not exposed to this, it's very real. I mean, nobody, no one seems to even care. You know, if something was going on, they wouldn't even look.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I looked at it, I was very concerned about what it was that they were doing. I mean, how do you feel about seeing the military flying with black helicopters, you know, drag people off and fly them out or march them down in single file and put them into white vans and drive them away? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to, you know, you train on how you feel you're going to be fighting. And yes. Why else would they be doing that? And just one other quick point. You know, where are all the purged high-level military people? You know, why don't they speak up, you know?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we've seen a lot of people, as you point out, we've seen a lot of people very high up in the military fired for silly little stuff. I mean, it was like the number two guy, I think, in the nuclear arsenal fired because he cheated at poker. I mean, crazy stuff that you would never see before. And very improbable that they would be dismissed for these types of things. And yet there was just a slew of these things that happened all at once. A lot of people very high up. Yeah, it's very concerning. Very concerning. And, you know, quite frankly, I'm concerned about the fact that we even have a standing military. I think we need to go back as we need to have this debate here and say, shouldn't we stand the military down to where we just have an officer corps and not have such a large permanent army that we can get involved in all these different wars of empires we've been for the last 60 years? Thank you, John. Let's go to Adam in Florida. Adam?
How you doing?
Hey.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Hey there. I was calling with the comment that being, now I could be wrong, but being that these exercises are to be conducted amongst the American population and we're being told to go ahead, if you see something, say something and report it, it's almost like, from what I understand, they're encouraging people to go and report if they notice military activity. But to me, this is like already testing things out and putting the American people at odds with the military and almost challenging them to go out and, you know, be in a contest with them.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean? It's a psychological operation on multiple levels. I mean, they're looking to see at the state and local level which people are going to have a problem with them doing this kind of exercise. And, of course, I think most of the people at the county level, for sure, don't really understand what's going on. They don't really know about the asymmetric warfare centers where the government's been training. They don't really know what unconventional warfare is. They don't get it. So that's one aspect of it that we can work on. But, of course, they want to know who's going to be with them and who's going to put some resistance against this type of stuff. And they also want to get us accustomed to seeing this. They want to know which people are going to have a problem with it. But, of course, they're monitoring everything that we do anyway. You're not going to be able to hide from these people. You know, it's the sort of thing, like I pointed out when I first came here, there was back in North Carolina, we used to go to the Smoky Mountains a lot. There was a flyer that we got. And it talked about if you saw a bear, the best thing you could do from the bear, the worst thing you could do is to run from the bear. Do not run from the bear. The best thing you can do is stand up, try to look impressive, try to show him you're going to fight back, yell and scream at him, throw stuff at him if necessary, but do not run and cower in fear. And so I think that's the way you have to approach these predators on two legs. When you see the government doing stuff that it shouldn't be doing, you don't stand down. You stand up and you speak out against it. You get with your friends and your people who are like-minded, and you point this out. And I think it's very important for us to see these videos. I'm very glad that this person exercised their First Amendment rights to film this happening in Fort Lauderdale and put this up on the Internet. They don't want to see that happen. They don't want to see episodes of police brutality put up. That's why you're seeing laws being introduced in multiple states, like the one I pointed out in Montana, where they want to license you to film the police doing their official business and then maintain editorial control even after you get that license. That's a very dangerous thing. So I think we should all speak out about that and have a discussion as to what the proper role of the military is. How do you feel about that? I don't think that's necessarily just pitting the military against the civilian population. I think we need to, as we see this, we need to step back and we need to say, let's talk about what the proper role of the military is.
Right. I wish I was more educated as to what to say, but just the whole thing, having military presence, everyone around, and, you know, basically putting him at odds with us is just a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's the way it has always happened in history. You know, human nature doesn't change. The technology changes, and all that means is that there's more people that can be killed when things go down. And, of course, I think it's interesting, when I went back and looked at the Asymmetric Warfare Center's videos before we went out there, they were pretty candid about talking about the fact that they had lost all of their counterinsurgency operations. They still killed a lot of people. And they have a massive amount of firepower that we don't even know the full extent of it. But they're not going to win this one either if it turns into a shooting war. I hope it doesn't. We need to have that discussion and talk about that. We're going to take your calls right after the break. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're going to try to get through as many calls as we can in this last segment. I want to go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Dave, for taking my call. You're absolutely right on the documentary about the military takeover in these drills. I mean, this is going on for some time. And when 9/11 happened, I live in Louisville, Kentucky, and I tell you, in this town, the Kentucky Derby is like a total police state in this county. Mm-hmm. They want to condition people every year how safer and safer they are when you have more feds and more military and everybody blending together with these armed, you know, tyrants, what I call them. And that's what's going on in this country. And these people under 35 and younger have no clue. They're just like, well, what's the big deal? Or they don't care, or they don't see it because, you know, being tracked is trendy. There's nothing wrong with Big Brother looking at you.
That's right. And, Chris, they've grown up in school with armed guards. I didn't have police in the schools when I was going to school. We didn't have metal detectors in the school when I was going to school. And we didn't have the kind of crime that we have today. This does not make us safer. Creating a police state does not make you safer. You do not get security by giving up your liberty. When you give up your liberty, you become a slave. You live in a prison state. You live in a maximum security state. That's what we call the worst prisons. Prisons is maximum security. And that's what we're getting in the state. And as you rightly pointed out, the younger generation is totally acclimated to this. They don't see anything wrong with this. And that's the whole point. That's what's so perversive and about this, and what's so dangerous about this, is the way that they are acclimating everyone to living in this.
Absolutely. You know, with the cell phones, you get storable foot, you're being tracked. You're going to be tracked. It's like what everywhere you go. You got Wi-Fi, satellite systems, they're going to track you. All this stuff about missing this and that crime, whatever the case may be, you're tracked. You're guilty to proven innocence. That's what we're getting into.
Absolutely. And you look at the Stingray, for example. You're talking about tracking people. They're collecting everyone's information with these fake cell phone towers. They would not even tell the judges where they got this information, because they had something that was more important than their oath to the Constitution, more important than enforcing the law. They had something that's called a non-disclosure agreement that they'd signed with Harris Corporation. So they weren't going to talk about the Stingray. And actually had a case where the judge said, well, you don't have a non-disclosure agreement with me. At that point, the law enforcement said, well, we'll just dismiss the case then. That let this criminal go rather than do that. And, of course, the problem is we just had a case come out of Charlotte, North Carolina, where they're talking about the fact that they're using Stingray. They admit that they're using Stingray. And they say, but we're disclosing this. We disclose the fact that we collected this evidence to the defendants, so they can't use that as a way to turn back the conviction in many cases. The problem is that they're not getting a search warrant to search these people or to search others. It isn't the fact that they disclosed it or didn't disclose it to the defense attorneys. The fact is that they did not get a search warrant. When we allow the government to get rid of things like search warrants, when we allow them, going all the way back to the RICO statutes in 1970 with Richard Nixon, they said, we got to go after organized crime, so we're going to give the government the power to confiscate people's property without actually finding them guilty of a crime. Once you break the law in fundamental ways like that, once you break the idea of the presumption of innocence, once you break the idea that you have to convict somebody before you can penalize them, then all bets are off. And that's what's happening right now with this massive dragnet surveillance state that we have. It's going to have the same kind of effects down the line that we have seen that came about with the RICO statute, with the civil asset forfeiture of Reagan in 1986. The fact that they can pull you over and steal your car without even charging you with a crime, let alone finding you guilty of a crime. That's the kind of thing we have to be worried about, and that's what's happening now with this police state. You're absolutely right. It's rolling this out, conditioning the public to seeing the military everywhere, and unfortunately, it seems to be working, because most of the younger people I see are really passive about this because they have seen it as they grew up in the schools, on the streets, everywhere. They're just rolling it out to a larger area. Was there anything else you wanted to say, Chris?
Yeah, I just want to just say that, you know, there's a lot of good people in government. Folks, step up. County, state, especially the sheriff. The sheriff has the power in their county to say no to this. And give them gun rights and freedom and stop this, you know, federal surveillance, whatever. The sheriff has the power.
Absolutely. And, you know, people are stepping up in certain areas. We've had in Wyoming as well as in New Mexico, we've had the state legislatures step up, for example, with civil asset forfeiture. And I didn't get a chance to cover this today. We'll cover it tomorrow. But we had the legislature, I believe it was unanimous in both the House and the Senate in New Mexico, said they wanted to stop civil asset forfeiture. They wanted to make sure that the government could not steal your property without charging you and convicting you of something that was a crime. And it looks like the governor is maybe not going to sign that bill. We just had a similar thing happen in Wyoming, where both the state House and Senate passed a bill to stop civil asset forfeiture. And amazingly, the governor, I think his name is Meade in Wyoming, said, no, civil asset forfeiture is a right. In other words, the government has a right to confiscate your property for no reason at all. And he says, crime should not pay, especially drug crime. Well, you know what? Theft should not pay, especially when the government steals. And that's what the government is becoming. Just like Lysander Spooner said, the difference between a highwayman and the government is that the highwayman just takes your purse and then leaves you alone, whereas the government steals your money and follows you down the road nagging you. Well, it's getting much worse than that. They kill people. They steal everything without even charging you with a crime. Thank you, Chris. Let's go to Joe in New York. Joe.
Hi, David. If the Jade Helm is to condition the citizens to seeing the military, how about reversing that and having a citizen on every street corner when the military rolls through town to condition them slightly.
I agree with that. I think that's why it's very important that we get the information out about Jade Helm. See, the information didn't go out about Fort Lauderdale. It hasn't gone out about so many of these things. When we did this report a year ago that we played a little bit of an excerpt about it, where they were doing it in L.A., where they were doing it in Chicago and Miami. They don't tell people about it until it's about to happen or as it's happening. The media will come on and say, oh, don't be alarmed. This isn't any big deal. I think that's what they're going to do with Jade Helm. If anybody had an issue about it and call the police would say, oh, don't worry about it. We know this is the military. They're doing a training exercise. This is why it's important that people get this information, and as you point out, they're there to film what's going on, to let them know that we're watching what they're doing. I think that's a very important thing to do.
Well, there are a whole bunch of other things that could be done, but too much to go into right here. If you want to talk to me offline, feel free to call.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Give them your phone number. I appreciate that. Thank you, Joe. Let's go to Rob in Arizona. Rob?
Yeah, David. Nice to talk to you today. Thank you for doing a great job. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's a little bit echoey. Do you not have your
speakerphone? I'll switch my headset.
Okay.
Hear me better now?
Yeah, that's much better. Much better. Thank you.
Okay. One thing that nobody is talking about, I'm not hearing it from Alex, nobody, and that is the fact that Ted Cruz is not eligible to run for president. Why? Because he was born in Calgary, Alberta, and the Constitution is quite clear. In that regard, I have a copy of it right in front of me, and I know Harvard professors.
Rob, I did talk about that on the nightly news. I mentioned the fact that a lot of the people who brought up the same objections about Barack Obama, saying that his father was not a U.S. citizen, his mother was, and then there was a question as to whether or not he was born in the United States. But we know that Ted Cruz was not born in the United States. We know that his father was not a U.S. citizen. We know that his mother was. So that brings up an issue of the same thing as what is a natural-born citizen. I think it's very important, although that's not precisely defined as to what a natural-born citizen is, I think that's a very important aspect. But I see people on the right basically giving him a pass. What bothers me even more is the fact that his wife was very much involved, not only with the Council on Foreign Relations, but also in terms of producing this plan for NAFTA, basically saying that the North American Union should have a common border around all three countries. She was a part of that. I would think that if you're going to run for president, that you might want to pull back from that. Of course, she's also a Goldman Sachs banker. Before that, I think it was J.P. Morgan she was working with. And his father, who was working against Castro, I cannot believe that somebody that would be working to overthrow Castro would not have CIA connections. So all of that gives me a lot to be concerned about Ted Cruz, and I just hope that he's not a libertarian Manchurian candidate, but time will tell. I think the thing that's really going to tell us, Rob, is I think we need to see how these guys are going to break, all of them. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, any Republican candidate, I think we need to see what these guys are going to do with the transatlantic and the trans-Pacific partnership. That should tell us where their loyalties lie. Do their loyalties lie to corporate global governance and the big banks, or does it lie to a constitutional sovereign people? I think, however, most of them at the federal level think that it's already a fait accompli, that we've already lost America, as General Petraeus says. That's why I think we need to start working and not pay so much attention to the presidential races as we do to try to roll things back at the state level, just like we saw the legislatures in New Mexico and in Wyoming stop this madness of civil asset forfeiture. I think we can do that with state nullification, and I think we need to have jury nullification. People need to understand their rights as jurors, because that's the way you shut down bad state laws as well, not just the bad encroachments from the federal government. We're out of time. Sorry to the rest of the callers. We can't get to you, but we'll be back tomorrow at 11 Central, 12 Eastern Time, the Alex Jones Radio Show. Join us then.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.